B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Harvey Weinstein convicted, big debate tonight, and Netflix rolling out a new feature. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The aunt of the bullied boy at the center of controversy speaks out. Is he 9 years old or not?
Leroy has your sports.
And no one said saying goodbye to Kobe and Gianna Bryant was going to be easy, and Lord knows it wasn't.
But first, Harvey Weinstein was convicted of rape and sexual assault against two women yesterday, led off to prison in handcuffs. His lawyers said they will appeal. He was acquitted on two of the most serious charges, two counts of predatory sexual assault. Now, sentencing is set for March 11th, and the sexual assault charges carry up to 25 years in prison, and the third-degree rape count carries up to 4 years. Meanwhile, on his way to Rikers, Weinstein was rerouted to the hospital after feeling chest pains and having heart palpitations and high blood pressure.
Oh, we're not supposed to celebrate that? I'm sorry.
Another debate tonight as the Democratic presidential candidates take the stage in South Carolina. It's the final debate before Super Tuesday on March 3rd, the two-hour debate co-hosted by CBS News and the Congressional Black Caucus Institute gets underway at 8 p.m.
Melissa laughed when you said Black Caucus.
I'm sorry. I know I'm like a five-year-old. Every time I hear that word.
But the Black Caucus is so much bigger.
Netflix rolling out a new feature. Top 10 list. So the rollout started yesterday, and on the home screen will show the top 10 overall list, which will combine the most popular movies and shows on one list. And then you can also switch if you want to see the top 10 just movies or TV shows. And none of you heard anything that I said after Black Caucus. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar, they need some prayers themselves right now. They're being sued over their hit song, Pray For Me, by a Brooklyn-based rock band. They're called Yesayer. Now, Yesayer claims Weeknd and Kendrick lifted material from its 2007 song, Sunrise, slightly altered it, and then inserted it into Pray For Me, which was featured on the Black Panther soundtrack. Now, I'm going to first play you the audio from Yesayer that they are questioning. Pray For Me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
They added a quick la 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 la.
They're saying that Weeknd and Kendrick slightly modified their recording with intent to conceal the infringement. And listen to what they're asking for. This is insane to me. They're asking for all of the Pray For Me profits and damages.
That's a good starting point for negotiation.
You know, and they are also asking for an injunction to block any more sales or airplay of Pray For Me. So yes, we play that on this radio station. You will never hear it again.
The biggest song on Black Panther was from a white band.
here's a compilation.
It sounds just like it.
I mean, I don't know. I know that there's laws and there's certain like I want to say restrictions as to how much audio you're allowed to use before it's considered copyright infringement. I just don't know about that one. That one's, I don't know. We'll see. For anybody who cares, Wendy Williams is still single. She addressed rumors on her show yesterday that she was dating celebrity jeweler William Selby, saying that they're good friends, that he's made some pieces for her. They enjoy hanging out together, but they are not a couple. They're not even dating. They've been seen at some high-profile events lately, and Wendy even put a picture of the two of them cuddling up on her Instagram. So I don't know why she's wondering why everybody's asking about it, but she's single. And the 9-year-old boy whose video went viral after he was bullied has been getting a lot of heat from conspiracy theorists saying he's really an 18-year-old boy. Well, we're finally hearing from one of Quaden Bale's family members who's pretty much saying all those people are idiots. Quaden's aunt, her name is Mundanara Bales, says that Quaden is 9 and that picture of him at the 18th birthday party was actually a party for her son, Garland. She also addressed the Instagram pictures of young Quaden flashing money, saying that money was actually cash that he raised to donate to Australia's wildfire relief effort. She said, it's so draining. We all have lives to live, businesses to run, children to raise. We don't want to deal with this. No, so like hopefully that squashes all of it.
He's like the Cash Me Outside girl. How about that? You know what I mean? He got to the hip-hop culture a little too young, and this happened.
I had a girlfriend, but I said goodbye.
So you want a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why? You're too young.
I'll pop these guns out for you now.
Oh my God.
That was
him.
Oh, man. Okay, so before the NHL trade deadline, the Bruins made a move. They traded for Denton Heinen and for Nick Ritchie. Now, even though he got his tail whooped this weekend, I'm still a fan of boxer Deontay Wilder, but I don't know for how much longer, because this right here might be one of the lamest excuses used in sports history. He is really out here trying to convince the world that the 40-pound costume he wore down to the ring left his legs dead, and that's why he lost to Tyson Fury. Bruh, you gotta get it together.
Tired legs weakened his chin.
Yes, he said from the beginning of the match, his legs were gone because of the costume.
Okay.
Unbelievable. And the Kobe and Gianna Bryant public memorial service was yesterday at the Staples Center in L.A. Mm. Beyonce opened things up singing two of Kobe's favorite songs, XO and Halo. She did a phenomenal job. One of the toughest moments, though, was watching Kobe's wife, Vanessa, talk. I swear she was up there for like 15, 20 minutes. She talked about Gianna. She talked about Kobe. And the way she ended it left everyone in shambles.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Mm. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day.
Oh, my God.
Shambles was a good word to use.
That is absolutely mind-boggling how she was able to do that.
Right.
She's a stronger person than I'll ever be.
I couldn't do it.
Seriously.
A lot of people spoke, including NBA legend, Hall of Famer Michael Jordan. He said a lot. He talked about how they had a brother, big brother, little brother relationship. But he did lighten the mood with this right here.
Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the next. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years.
That was a good moment.
Not eulogy, but like it hit the whole time he was talking. It was so moving because just the way that he started it with comparison to like everyone has a younger sibling who's always the nuisance and always looking up to them and taking your clothes and this and that. And he was comparing, obviously, his relationship to Kobe.
Yeah.
Well, all that they've been playing on NBA TV lately has been that game when they first faced each other where Kobe kind of showed off.
Wow.
And he was going off and going off because Michael Jordan was, you know, he was playing against Michael Jordan.
Wow. L.A., the Bryant family, the Lakers, they did a great job for Kobe and Gianna. So rest in peace to them both and the seven others who perished. Later on in the day, though, news came out that Vanessa Bryant has sued the helicopter company Island Express Helicopters. It's a wrongful death lawsuit claiming that the pilot was careless and negligent by flying in cloudy conditions and should have aborted the flight that killed all 9 people aboard. It's just a sad situation. Sox and B-More at 105, Bruins and Flames at 7, Celtics Blazers at 10, and that's your sports.
All right, and your good news today. So Robbie Gay's 8 years old and he loves old dogs. Why? Because he sees himself in them. So Robbie was adopted, and his adoptive mother, Maria, says that before he entered the foster system, he was abused, had to be hospitalized twice with brain injuries. And Maria also said that Robbie couldn't cry, but that all changed when one of Robbie's old dogs had to be put down, and he was there with the dog until the very end. Robbie says he knows how it feels not to be loved and cared for, and he doesn't want any animal to feel that way. He said people don't want older people and older dogs. They only want babies and puppies. So Robbie says when he's older, he wants to adopt older foster children, and for now adopting as many dogs as his parents will allow. And so far they have 6 dogs.
Love that story.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, just $10 a month. Join the judgment-free zone by visiting planetfitness.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.